Hello, everybody, and welcome. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you for joining me for Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface. And what a great win it was on Sunday. Our Atlanta Falcons beat the Denver Broncos to take their lead to 4-1 on the season. A lot of big plays in this ball game, a lot of things to look at. I'm going to show you one offense and one defense. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball on this first one. Now, it's the touchdown by Mr. Tevin Coleman. Here's Tevin here. He's in the slot. Denver Broncos on what's called two-man coverage. Safeties are in cover too high, and everybody else is man coverage all the way across the board. Man coverage. Here's man on the tight end. Everybody has man coverage. What Tevin's going to run is, it looks like he runs just a seam route right at the seam. But what I want you to focus on is he gets bumped a little bit outside, but what he does, he gets back on top of the defensive back, which forces him back inside here. If he stays up the numbers, he's going to run right into where the safety is, and his ball won't be able to be completed. But he does a good job of what we call stacking the defender and then getting back on top of him and allow him to have the range away from this safety who's back here playing a two deep high. So as I let it roll, right now you see he gets pushed outside, but watch after he gains a release. He goes here and he gets back on top of him. Now he's back on top of him, and now by just going back inside, he separated himself away from this safety. If he'd have went more out here, guess what? He runs into this safety, and it's probably not a complete pass, and Matt Ryan has to go somewhere else. But because he does a good job of stacking him, getting back inside and away from this safety, he has a clear sailing into the end zone, and we know the outcome, which is a touchdown and a finished play by him. So just an awesome job of Tevin Coleman understanding how to run routes. That's what's making these guys so special is these guys are not just running backs. They're understanding how to run routes and also kind of similar to how receivers do it. You have to know the nuances of being a receiver, and Tevin Coleman is doing that. Great job by him. Great execution, understanding the route tree, then also finding the mismatch by Matt Ryan. All right, we just saw a great offensive play by Tevin Coleman and the Falcons offense. Now we've got to give the big guys up front, the defensive guys, some love. They did a great job of doing what we call good run penetration in this ballgame and why Denver was not able to run the football in this ballgame. So let's take a look at it. A couple guys I want you to pay attention to. First is Phillip Wheeler. We got Hegeman and also Mr. Grady Jarrett. Phillip Wheeler does a good job of keeping containment right here. He keeps his leverage on this fullback. And they want to run the football outside, but they aren't able to because Phillip Wheeler does a good job of keeping containment. Also, Hegeman and Mr. Grady Jarrett, they're going to push this line of scrimmage this way, and then the running backs wants to cut back. Also on the backside, guys doing their job. Calling here, and then you're going to see Keanu Neal. He's actually going to run the alley here just in case he wants to cut it all the way back. But watch these three guys do their job, and this is why the run game is unsuccessful for the Denver Broncos. Off the bat, look at the leverage. Look at the containment here. Another thing is going outside of Phillip Wheeler. He has his outside shoulder free just in case he wants to bounce it. Here he is for that. Then here's the penetration I talked about from Grady Jarrett and Rashid Hegeman. They're both pushing their guy upfield, forcing this play. It's supposed to be a wide stretch zone, but he's going to have to cut it back. In case he does cut it back, here comes Upshaw from the backside. Here comes Ken O'Neal to fill this gap. And look, there's Grady Jarrett. So watch Grady Jarrett here get off this block, shed the block, keep his shoulder free, and then come off and make a tackle. Keep that. Look, he has one shoulder here. Now he's able to shed this block and make the play. On the outside, you also see they still have containment here by Phillip Wheeler. And then you see the other guys coming to field just in case he wants to cut it all the way back. So just a great job of each individual player doing their job and being successful up front. This is why the Falcons' run defense was so good against the Denver Broncos. They were able to get some penetration on the other side of the line of scrimmage, and everybody does their job, keeping containment, and then flowing to the football. Thank you for joining me. I'm DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com, and this was Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface. We hope to see you next week with a win in Seattle.